You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome to episode number 45 of Two Nicoles One Podcast. And today we have a redhead with us.
Ginger. We've got a Neapolitan of hair colors here.
Oh, we do. Yes. That's probably like one of my favorite ice creams. Although, if I'm being honest, I usually skip the strawberry.
That hurts. That's so messed up. You know, the gingers have enough of problems already. First, I don't know. Well, I'm so sunburned. That is one of the ginger problems. And then we're just discarded out of the ice cream of life.
So the blondes, we have that problem too.
I don't.
Yeah.
What? No, you guys have you're the highest in the hierarchy. Sorry, Nicole, but you're the highest in the hierarchy.
We have the sunburn problem.
Not all.
Some of you do.
Well, some of us, yes, some of us do. And we have to coat ourselves in sunscreen at all times. I have sunscreen everywhere.
Brunette Nicole, if we remember from, what was that, 1999? You didn't get sunburnt that year, but you were blonde. That one year.
No, I did not. But you know what? My skin tone didn't change when I was blonde.
Right, but you were blonde. I'm just saying.
That's true.
But I'll give you that, Nicole, because I'm half blonde. It looks pretty gingery in this light, but I am. It's more of a strawberry blonde. So
strawberry.
Yeah, but it is, holy shit. Like, and this is, I'm giving my mom a hard time about it because she was responsible for coating me up.
Oh.
And I guess she doesn't give a shit whether I live or die because she didn't do a good job.
I do want to add that her name is Lizzie Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to introduce you. Hey.
Nice to meet you all. Pleasure.
She's not just a random redheaded stepchild or, you know, crazy redheaded broad. She has a name.
That is correct. Yeah. And I go by Liz.
Don't call her Avon.
No. Her so I feel like this is a very Pittsburgh specific joke. Well, there's a couple jokes with my name, but my husband's name is Ben Avon, as you both know. And in and around Pittsburgh, there's a town called Ben Avon. And so, one, we need to move there and run for mayor because we would never lose. That is an automatic, surefire win. But the quickest way to upset my husband is to just call him and be like, is this Ben Avon? And he'll be like, it's Avon. What do you want? So I've been able to prank him at least one really solid time. I pretended I was calling him from California University of Pennsylvania's library. And I called him from my work phone. And I said, hey, is this Ben Avon? It's Ben Avon. What do you want? Oh, well, I'm calling from the Cal U's library. And apparently you have a book that's been overdue since 2007. And you owe $6,117.53 in late fees. And we're going to have to rescind your degree. And we were married at that point. And he had no, I wasn't disguising my voice. I'm not like some secret voice actor. He just fully fell for it because I said Avon, and he just got so flustered.
That's funny. That's actually funny. If Ben wins any Olympic events, I'm going to make Dan call him up and say Ben Avon as well.
I will tell you, at least once a week, he comes home and he's like, I'm like second place right now. I'm so close to taking home that gold. And every time I'm like, well, are you going to win something? And he's like, just pride. Just pride. I got to win. He went to the gym today.
Nice. Nice.
Got a bit of a chilly welcome, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think he ran it by Dan that he was going to show up on a Sunday.
Ooh.
Dan was like, what are you doing here without a scheduled appointment?
Oh, that's rude.
So Ben is shaken and he'll never appear on a Sunday again. When probably what it was, all it was Dan was just like, oh, I didn't know you were coming. That's probably all it was.
Yeah, no, I feel like people do that a lot because, like, George will do that, too. He'll just, like, show up, and they're like, why don't you ever say you're coming? So, like, it's just random. It's nothing, like, yelling.
Yeah, well, and so our days are messed up. I kind of was thinking it was Saturday today, so it wasn't until he was halfway out the door that I was like, hey, are you sure they're even there today? So I think he had told Joey that he was going and then just, or that he was going to try to come. So,
yeah,
I don't think it was really a big deal, but.
I know. You know,
the gym is Ben's happy place. So,
so
that's funny.
Should we get into topics or should we let people know how you know us or how we know you? How do you know us? How did you meet the Nicoles?
So, well, Liz was out hooking one day.
Yes.
Well, and Nicole and I are cousins, actually. Nicole's mom and my mom are stepsisters, so.
Clearly, they look alike. It's creepy.
And it's great because you guys, what Nicole? Which Nicole? I didn't specify.
True. That's true.
I guess we're going to racially profile brunette Nicole out. No, I know Nicole and Nicole from the gym.
Yes.
Which is, I feel like, how all of the best guests, most of the best guests on here.
It's true.
At least the ones I know personally are from the gym.
Bunnies, yeah.
Yeah.
We would say the gym name, but then we'd have to charge another fee, and that gym currently isn't.
That's getting high.
He does not pay bills.
Yeah, it doesn't pay bills. We slide invoices all the time, and nothing happens.
He's going to get a ding on his credit rating.
Yeah, it's going to be two Nicoles become better pretty soon.
I should have worn some swag, just like real subtle.
I have.
Oh, you got Nick's?
Yeah.
Nick's swag there.
I am representing the Jonas Brothers, so.
And Schitt's Creek.
Yep, there we go.
There they are, give them tits up. Yeah. Most people to pay, there we go.
So funny. Okay.
If there was a way to do that didn't leave, you know, that wasn't painful, I'd pay for that to be done. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I think everybody would, but it's
a process. You got to take off work. You got to, like, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
I'll twist my arm.
Sign me up tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, man, Ben, you're going to have to get me water at night. Like, I can't do all this extra work.
All right, guys. This is our bold topics. I do a little dance with it. You can hear it in the mic.
Do a little dance. Make a little
love. I need to throw it. All right.
Pick a sheet.
I'm going to pick these topics, and then we'll discuss them. So we all have.
Okay.
All right. So here is our first topic. All right. Are you a fan of the chunky dad sneaker in dad short trend?
No. Hard pass.
I have to agree. I think it looks ridiculous. Well,
is it a trend? Is it on, like, non-dad people wear this?
Well, I feel like it is a trend right now because girls are wearing that chunky, like, sneaker with, like, dresses. Like, Nicole, the blonde is the fashion girl. So what do you think? I think it looks stupid.
So when you say dad shorts, do you mean, like, cutoffs or do you mean cargos?
Well,
cargos.
Well, no. So on Abercrombie's website, they have dad shorts, and they go down to pretty much right below your kneecap.
Can we just real quick? What about American Eagle's website? I feel like we should be promoting them, as my husband works for them.
I didn't look at their website, but I get emails from Abercrombie, and it was like one of the emails, and that's how I saw. Okay. I was like, "What's a dad shorts?" Like,
I guess unless we're about to say dad shorts are out. It probably, yeah, I'm going to say that's Abercrombie, not American Eagle, because it sucks. Go ahead, Nicole.
Not to be rude, but I call those white trash shorts. I don't call those dad shorts.
Like, boys wearing jean shorts is awful.
That means, like, you have a criminal record. Usually, like, a petty criminal record, you know? Like, yeah. I steal cigarettes from the grocery store or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the sneakers, it depends. Like, some of them look okay. A lot of them, like why in the world would somebody pay, like, $1,200 for these Balenciaga dirty, like, look like you've cut grass in them? Like, it's crazy. Like, it just...
That's an odd choice.
I've seen some of them look okay, but for the most part, no.
They look ridiculous.
Yeah. It's
Ben, ever since I've been dating him, and that's been, like, 18 years, has chosen to wear New Balances. Now, I think I've kind of brought him out of that, but it is not. I don't like that look. And he loves a cargo short.
Yes.
And I just, if you're going to wear a cargo short, that's fine, but hold my purse in your cargo shorts.
That's what I'm saying. Does he have, like, a bunch of tools and stuff that he carries, packs of gum?
I don't think he does. He puts his wallet, and he's got a George Costanza wallet, so he does put that. He puts that on one of his haunches, but,
Well, I mean, that is kind of like, you have to have things like that in pockets. If you need to have all these pockets, you need to have things like
that. Well, and since it is like a dad short, sure, do that, but like put a diaper in there so that I don't have to carry this huge diaper bag everywhere, which like he carries it, but
and
it's just
snacks too.
So
like snacks for
yes,
me.
Put
like
some snacks, get a juice box out of that.
Yes.
Just,
So when I met Dan, he had cargo shorts and he had disgusting white dad New Balances. I banned those. There's nothing not happening. Now, well, I've tried to change a lot of it, but like at this point, 6 years later, I'm kind of over it, but I will not stand for cargo shorts. I don't want to.
Well, so Ben wears the high white socks. How do we stand on the high white socks? Because I feel like those came into vogue.
Those did. I think they're silly.
For a minute there.
I think they're silly unless you're like a Playboy bunny, you know? Trying to be sexy. I guess you're trying to be sexy, like roller skating.
Nothing about a high sock is sexy.
No, I mean, like,
look at me.
You know what I mean? Like, a, like 70s sexy, like the short shorts and roller skates.
Oh, like yeah. Oh.
That's what he has to do. He's going to wear them. He has to do the whole outfit.
Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of 70s sexy.
I don't
sexy,
think he can pull it off.
Well, but this sounds so weird, but Gwendolyn, my daughter, who's almost two, she was wearing bunny ears the other day and just a onesie and then had high heels on that she was walking around in, like toy high heels. And she likes to do a squat because she'll see Ben and I just doing air squats at home. Mm-hmm. So we got her to do a squat. We were, you know, it was like a bunny dip. She just looked... It looked funny to me. It looked like she was in a Playboy bunny outfit. It was so funny. She
starts them young.
She also, I took a video of it. I have to send it. You guys can post it on your website. She just laid on the floor the other night, started doing sit-ups.
Oh, wow.
And I got to tell you, I don't do sit-ups at home. I don't know where she learned it. It wasn't me. Don't think it was Ben.
What are they teaching at daycares?
They don't like a fat baby. No chunky babies at this daycare. You want a cookie? Run a lap. Do some push-ups. See, she's running laps right now.
Gotta work it off. That's 50 calories.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so I guess we all say that we hate that trend.
Yes.
All right. Hi, Gigi.
Hey.
Don't say hi. Why isn't Daddy watching you?
Our viewers can't see her, but she's super cute.
Oh, yeah, she looks like me. That's how you know she's cute. I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, I guess this one's still in the fashion trend. Where do we all stand on low-waist jeans?
Never liked them. You have to be very skinny.
Even if you are, like, they make anybody look like they have extra weight on them.
Yeah,
and you gotta constantly watch your underwear.
Yeah.
The underwear, I don't even need to have low rise and I can't sit properly.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm wearing a thong and it's just, like, medium rise, like, they, maybe I wear them too high. Are they supposed to be under your boobs? The thong. Where is it? But no, anytime I sit down,
you know,
if it's
what?
Like a medium rise, like I feel like I'm dovetailing. What's it called? Whale tailing it.
I think I'm getting too old too, because I pull everything up over my belly button. Everything's up.
I like high waist. I feel like it flatters my body type better. Like, I don't care if someone said, I'm going to give you $1 million to wear this low waist pair of jeans for 5 minutes. I'm not doing it. I look ridiculous.
If those were the stakes, I'd be strutting them everywhere.
Really? I would
for
not.
For $1 million?
If you're giving me cash, I'd go naked. I'd scare the local children.
I just,
like, Godspeed, and you're all welcome. But
I can't. Maybe $2 million, not for $1 million. There's like taxes and all that stuff.
Yeah. Cash?
That's a good point. There's that no is taxes. A good point. Taxes get you every time.
Yeah, so it's not quite $1 million, so half to
$2 million. This is so awful, but I very specifically remember walking arm in arm with my boyfriend in like sixth grade. So it was very popular. It was like sixth or seventh grade. And it was like, you held hands and they put their arms around you. Like, that was the extent of it. But he had his arm around me. And I remember being so self-conscious about, like, is he going to feel my muffin top? Like, is he going to be able to feel my rolls?
Oh, yeah.
And I was much thinner because I was like sixth, seventh grade, like, no, you know, and being so self-conscious about it. And I think that was right around when low rise jeans were the thing.
Yeah.
And so if as a sixth grader, I can't handle that sort of stress, I'm not gonna be able to handle it when my body is, you know.
I mean, I think myself, I think like as a woman in my 30s, I'm more accepting of my body, but I just don't want that. Like, I don't want to be dealing with that, period. That's too, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's too high maintenance, too ridiculous, period.
The butt crack is a concern too. Nobody likes the butt crack.
Straight plumber's crack.
Right.
That's not the career I've chosen. There's nothing wrong with it, but not the path that I've chosen.
It helps show off my two tramp stamps though. So there's that.
That's nice.
I don't have any tattoos, but I like how you both were like, yeah, you probably have that.
Yeah. Like how there's a lot of men out there that are very unaware of their plumber's crack, and they just let it all hang out when they're just sitting there.
That's
what. Do you think they're unaware, or do you think they just don't care?
I don't think they care.
I don't care. Drop a pen in there.
Oh, guys, that's how I made my first friend in college. We were looking at a girl wearing low ride, whatever, and something was hanging out, and this dude next to me, I said something like, I want to throw pennies in there. And he said, I want to throw something in there. And I was like, oh my gosh, let's be friends. And he's like the nicest guy because we were making fun of somebody's butt crack. I think it was a girl. It might have been a guy. I don't know. But someone's ass crack was hanging out.
Crazy.
So it might not be a good fashion trend, but it helps make friends.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, maybe some people should wear them again.
And also, yeah. Like, this is another thing that people probably don't think about. But, and I know there's a lot of bullying and stuff, but I remember people always talking about, oh, she has hairy butt cheeks, or, you know, she has a hairy ass. And that's a concern when you've got pants that low. Like, you gotta, you know, shave your butt or whatever.
I don't think I've ever actually seen a hairy butt. On anyone, male or female. I mean, I don't see many butts.
Yeah, I actually have to agree. I don't think I have.
You've never seen anybody with their butt hanging out?
I've seen a lot of butts hanging out.
Like,
but I don't know if I've seen, like, a hairy ass crack. I've probably seen, like, a hairy dude who I would imagine or would envision have a hairy butt.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But now I'm concerned.
I've seen a lot of girls' butts hanging out, and I've never seen one that was hairy, but there are probably some guys, like, just staring and seeing something and, like, seeing a hair glow.
Analyzing the pores, yeah.
Yes. No, that's probably what it is. Or somebody's just making up rumors, but I bet you it was, like, somebody, like, analyzing pores. Be like, oh, she's hairy ass. And it wasn't really hairy, but it's just, like, that's just another thing.
Now, as much as I dislike an out of place, a rogue butt crack, or I love some tasteful side boob. If you do side boob correctly, it's very nice. It's well done. You know, it has to be tasteful
and like correctly, like taped. You know, you don't want like a rogue boob.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, not like. There's no risk of areola popping out.
Not a messy boob. Just tasteful.
Yeah, exactly. I do appreciate that. I can't do that for many reasons. but if you can do it, I respect a tasteful side boob.
You heard it here, folks.
Yes. Yeah. If you're planning on showing off tasteful side boob at your party, you know who to invite.
Invite me. I'll be there.
Okay, so this one could be a little controversial. Should a spork be the only utensil? Meaning, should we get rid of the knife and the fork and the spoon and just have a spork?
I don't think so.
See, I do. You know how much space it would save in the drawer?
Well, so when you say only utensil, now this may be the lawyer me, does that include like a spatula, a ladle?
No, so you can keep those. So I guess the only eating utensil.
Okay. So, I mean, there's soup spoons, there's teaspoons that I use, you got salad forks. Also, a knife, you need a knife to cut. You can't cut with a spork. You might get me to just get rid of both spoons and forks, but I feel like you need a knife, unless you get a spork that has like a jagged edge.
Yeah, so the jagged edge might be a little dangerous, you know, or maybe it wouldn't be. I don't know. But you could still have a steak knife. Because steak knives, I'm talking about the butter knife we're getting rid of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You definitely would still have steak knives in your cutter thing there.
Also, do they make metal forks?
I've never seen one, but they should.
Because, sometimes I'll be eating, and even with a plastic fork, maybe I get too aggressive, and that's how I got in this physical condition to begin with. But you can break a plastic fork very easily.
I break plastic forks all the time.
All the time.
Like,
make those things more durable.
I have to get at least two of them because it's like they always break.
Yeah.
They are nice to have in a pinch because you don't have to have, at least a spoon and a fork. Because, like, the fork has a little dip in it, so you can definitely still eat soup with it.
Yeah, well, and also, like, let's just eat soup the way it was meant to be eaten, which is just pick the bowl up to your mouth, you know?
And I guess you don't even need any utensil.
That's a good point. That is a very good point. I want to go on Amazon right now and see if there's a metal spork out there.
I'm sure there has to be one. I feel like they make weird stuff like
that. Oh, girl, $7.75 Walmart, and it's rainbow.
Oh.
I know what I'm getting you guys. Thank you for having me on. Holy cow. A golden one, perhaps. Question number one, how much is a titanium spork? Any guesses?
$10.99.
Titanium?
Nicole?
$3.
Okay, both incorrect. $2,200 for a titanium spork.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it's 4.7 stars, so.
That's the one I want.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not going to buy you guys that one, but.
Yeah, my Christmas list.
Yeah.
Titanium sporks for everybody.
But I'll tell you, that is a controversial question, and.
I think so, too. Yeah, I couldn't do it just because, I don't know, I like. Honestly, I'm willing to give up a spoon to have a fork.
I'd get rid of a fork first. Because, have you guys ever, aggressively bitten on a fork instead of, you're supposed to somehow, close your mouth over the food, pull it up, the fork out, and then start chewing?
Yeah.
I've once or twice, bitten the fork instead, and it chipped my tooth because of it.
Ooh.
It's not a pleasant feeling.
I've never done that.
That might have more to do with my table manners than anything else, but...
Have you seen Danny? So...
In a while, I miss that fella. Miss that guy.
Somewhere else.
Young Daniel.
Yeah. Young Daniel.
Okay, next topic. Malls. Do we want them to make a comeback?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I do.
The youth needs malls. They need to experience what we experience.
Now, we have a good mall here in the South Hills of Pittsburgh. We have a mall.
Yeah.
In the South Hills.
But, the mall's not the same.
No.
You know what I mean? It's just.
But is that because we're older? Have malls gone out of fashion? Or is it just because we don't appreciate, we wouldn't go there to gather and hang out with friends being in our 30s?
Oh, I just think they're different. There's a vibe. And the vibe there is not the vibe I remember, you know? It doesn't smell the same. Like, you walk into, I remember, vividly the mall smelling, cinnamon and, pretzels and,
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't smell like that anymore.
So, I need a hint of popcorn, but our mall's movie theater is detached, so it's... You know, it's 100 yards away, so you don't have that option.
Right.
But I don't know. I think it's just because people aren't, we aren't gathering in malls. Like, mom, drop me off so I can hang out with my friends and maybe, catch the eye of a cute boy or something.
I feel like I don't see, teenagers hanging out at malls that much either. You know where they hang out? Target. But yes. I want to hang out at Target. So I can't
you do see a lot of teenagers at Target, which there is one at our mall. I mean,
yeah.
I think malls conceptually are shifting to kind of stay in business with the whole, how shopping has changed. It isn't really much of a gathering place for teenagers because of that. But I think they're trying to change that a little bit. I guess younger people want more of an experience instead of just to go in and shop. They don't like the old-fashioned department store like we're used to. And that's kind of weird to me. I like a good old-fashioned department store. places that are going by, like why Barney's went out of business.
Yeah.
But, you know, kids don't like that. They want like a selfie station, you know, weird shit, but.
Yeah, what else could we add to a mall to make it appealing, like an appealing hangout place?
Like, really?
They got rid of the hibachi place at our mall. I love that.
They put
place.
A taco.
They're like with tacos, and I'm for tacos.
Yeah, which,
listen,
honestly,
I'm not a fan of tacos.
The fact of the matter is, though, I think whether you are or not, it's like it's tacos, but there's also a bar. And I don't understand for the life of me why there isn't a bar in every mall in America, because what makes people spend money? Like, drinking.
Yeah.
Well, Target should have bars. Because if I could go to, I mean, I like having a Starbucks at Target. If I went into a Target and, you know, you had, like, a cocktail, and then I'm like, oh, let's go buy stuff. Because, like, why not?
Good point. And recently, I like to say I'm back on the sauce. I was never off the sauce. But I recently found an affinity for red wine. And if you could lure me, if Target had, like, just, like, a red wine day or, like, a sampler,
yes.
I'd go in there and then... as I was very easily liquored up after one drink, I'm going to buy that koozie for my grandma or whatever, you know?
I think they're actually trying that out, or they have maybe pre-COVID and they probably stopped it. Like, you know, you can have in certain stores, Targets, like big, like
yeah,
in Chicago.
Probably certain states, not like the uptight states,
but
like Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And that's such a good idea though. Like as a business, I mean, maybe people that are like, you know, in the AA program or something wouldn't like it. But as a business, like, think of the revenue growth. Like, there are like Bed Bath & Beyond, the Container Store. Oh my God. People, because like, if you're going in there sober, you're like, okay, I need to get this, this, and this, and I need to get out. But if you have a couple drinks in you, you're going to spend $1,000.
But I guess like places like Target, you want to be able to leave shortly thereafter. So you don't want people going and drinking and then driving home.
Yes.
So I say take Target, add a bar, but make your like furniture section more welcoming where you can sit and hang out for a while.
Yes.
Or like have your furniture section right next to the bar so that people can lounge and be like, you know what? I really do need this recliner at my home.
True. Or they could not even have a bar. They could have an open container policy that you can just walk around drinking a 40.
Yeah.
See, that's a little sketchy, I think.
Just saying. Not that
well, you have to make sure that there's a way to keep it from underage people. But, it is tough to people who aren't drinkers, I guess. But I love a good mocktail. If you have a good mocktail section, like a good smoothie.
Yeah.
Our mall also got rid of our smoothie bar.
Yeah, but we have Starbucks. So you can get a
can you get a smoothie at Starbucks? I don't drink coffee, so I've never really been to a Starbucks.
Right, we know.
I don't like tacos, and coffee can suck a dick. I just...
Starbucks?
You're getting two strikes.
Starbucks has really good lemonade.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
I love a good lemonade. That's why I will continue to go to Chick-fil-A. I don't care what they do, who they don't like. That's not true. But I do love Chick-fil-A's lemonade, and I will, guilty pleasure, go there for that and their honey barbecue sauce.
Our ranch is pretty on point.
Yeah. I tried Chick-fil-A for the sauce for the first time the other day. I've only ever had the honey barbecue sauce. Chick-fil-A sauce is very similar. It is good. I understand what all the hype is about.
Ooh, I don't like it.
Oh, see? Look at us. we're at odds with each other.
Okay. Well, speaking of drinks, this actually is a good segue to my next question. What is your go-to wedding cocktail? Explain why. Liz, you go first.
Okay, I get panicked. I get panicked every time I get up there. You could have me... every time I get up there, I try to think of what I'm going to get, and then I'll come up with a good one, and then I'll show up, and it's like I'm 21 years old, and I just go blank. So my fallback easy one when I do panic is Jameson with cranberry juice.
Okay.
I almost said cranberry sauce. That's different, but cranberry juice... And people, every bartender, or most bartenders give me a look because they don't usually go together. But if you go to the Jameson Factory in Dublin, they will serve it with Coke, plain, I guess people say on the rocks, or with cranberry juice. And it is really good.
Hmm.
I love Jameson plain is good, but I am a lightweight. So if you give me wine or anything, vodka, anything that's not whiskey, I will get very lightheaded very quickly. But for whiskey, for some reason.
Because you're Irish.
It could be the ginger me, right? Yeah. It could be the Irish, but I can drink three or four of them before I feel like I'm losing my wits.
Makes sense. I usually go for a vodka cranberry because I feel like I can, like, that liquor is one of those that, like, can, like, make me, like, loosen up a little bit, you know? Wine, as much as I love to have, like, a glass of wine to feel classy at weddings, I might have one. But the thing is, like, wine makes me sleepy. So yes. I can't sit there and drink it all night. So
it's going to stain your teeth, too. So
yeah, that too. Yeah. So, and some of the, and, like, showcase who go with white wine, sure. But white wine's so sugary most of the time. So I don't usually like to have it because then I don't
sleep
really well. And then I have, like, you know, the sugars. I got the sugars.
You'll get hungover more easily.
Yeah, so vodka cranberry is usually my main go-to. Extra ice, obviously, with a lime.
Oh, I like the lime twist. That's nice. Yes. Nice touch.
Yeah. What about you, Nicole?
So I ask, like, what kind of alcohol they have, because depending on if they have decent alcohol, I will get a gin and tonic with lime. Okay. If not, usually a safe bet is a vodka soda with lime. So it just depends on what kind of, what they have.
Gin and tonic's a good choice too.
Yes.
Now, I don't always drink at weddings. So when I'm not drinking, because I like to be a designated driver for people because I'm sort of boring. But so I'll feel like I'm fancy and I'll get a Rob Roy, a diet Rob Roy. So like a Coke and grenadine syrup. So like a cherry Coke.
Grenadine is literally the worst thing ever.
Oh, really? Why? Flavor-wise? Or
There's something about it that tastes, like, so artificial to me. And so when I was younger, I used to like to get Shirley Temples because I'd be like, oh, I want a Shirley Temple because I thought I was
right.
You know, when you're eight.
Yeah.
And they always would make it with ginger ale and, like, fresh the maraschino cherries. And I was like, oh, this is great. Well, then the one time I got it and they put grenadine in it and it ruined my life. It was so, like...
So I thought cherries come in grenadine syrup. Like, I thought grenadine syrup was just like maraschino cherries sans the cherries.
Oh, I don't think so.
We'll have to do a taste off one day.
We will. See if we can help.
Yeah. But if you don't like the flavor, it might be an unpleasant taste off for you. But well, I'd participate. That sounds great.
Yeah, I'll try it out. Yeah. All right. Next question here. Do you like that? It was a one hand open.
That was really impressive.
All right. If you were a chain restaurant, what would you be and why?
Oh, man. Hold on. That is tough. Okay. So let's define restaurant.
Okay.
Are we talking sit down?
Yeah, let's exclude fast food.
So not like drive through. Okay.
Yeah, let's do sit down chain restaurants.
So what are, I can't think of chain restaurants. It's been so long. What's that?
I will go first.
I feel like I know
what you're going to say. I am the Cheese Factory because I, or the, the Cheesecake Factory because I am the epitome of class.
Cheesecake Factory has everything.
They do.
Yes.
But I will say for the Cheesecake Factory being called the Cheesecake Factory, I do not think they have great cheesecake. It's just,
it's decent. And you can buy it anywhere.
Cheesecake.
Well, I just think it's a little overdone and the flavor's not there for me. And for like a $10 piece of cheesecake, I've had better.
Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, that's true. But it's decent. You're just hating
for
me.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say Olive Garden.
Okay.
But I don't want to offend the Italians in my life. So I'll go with their sister restaurant, Red Lobster. Because everyone loves them Cheddar Bay biscuits. And I love crab legs. And I just feel like it is a universally welcoming. I don't think anyone has strong feelings against Red Lobster. First of all, we got the red in the name. So automatic, like, I feel, you know, some friendship there. And then I haven't met anyone who's like, Red Lobster is awful. But I've met a lot of people who get very offended by the concept of Olive Garden. Perhaps they know someone in their life who's a chef who's just, you know.
Italian, very Italian people, get offended by the Olive Garden.
Right, yeah.
When I used to work there, you wouldn't believe how many people would come in there and be like, oh, this is real Italian. And I'm like, oh,
yes.
Stop it.
Oh my God. No, some people like think it's like literally like they're in Italy when they're there, but like.
They've got good peach iced tea though.
Their salads.
I love Olive Garden.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it. It's just,
I'm a big fan.
Honestly, I go there for lunch sometimes because you can get in and out so quick because you can pay on this, whatever it is, Ziosk. You get soup, salad, and breadsticks. Get in and out. It's quick. Yeah. And that's what's good there, I think. You know, I don't think.
Oh, and they've got good Italian dressing.
Yes. Yeah. Their pasta is really, it's not the worst, but it's not like,
it's not
great. But their soup and salad's good.
Yeah. Okay, so who would I be? I feel like.
Well, which ones aren't we recognizing? There's Ruby Tuesday, and then I'm out of chain restaurants.
Denny's.
Denny's. Chili's. Oh, Denny's is good. Like Eaton Park. Yeah. Like a diner type place. Yeah. Ooh, Cracker Barrel.
I'm not like a big fan of those because I worked at Bob Evans for a long time.
Bob's. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not my favorite. If I had to be one, I would be the Outback because they have a little spicy ranch and I like to think I'm a little spicy, you know?
Yeah. And you're Australian, right?
I am Australian. A little shrimp on the bobby.
Absolutely, mate. Well, you know, there's that Outback Steakhouse that was near us.
And it flooded.
That drowned. And that's why it's not there anymore. Yeah, so we had a crazy flood. And I am terrified of flash floods. I don't really know why. There's no particular reason. But I was driving home this night and was, like, panicking because everywhere I turned, a road was blocked off and I could see a car floating. And it took me, like, 3 hours to get home. I thought a couple times I was going to have to abandon my car. And one of the areas that I usually would turn down has that Outback. And turns out, I thought I saw a car floating. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. That's pretty far down in a hill, like a valley. And sure enough, the next day, there was a car that was on the roof of the Outback. So it was so flooded that a car was lifted up on top of the roof, which is wild.
There, you'll see sometimes, like, cars, like, the flood will start, like, coming towards you, and, like, I'll turn around. You'll see cars purposely driving into the flood. Now, why do you think people do that? As an attorney,
Driving that one car, that Jeep something or other, that
like the Wrangler
is meant for... Yeah, yeah.
They could put snorkels on them or whatever, but it's usually, like, a, you know, a... Kia Sportage or something. It's like a regular.
Yeah, it's the tiniest sedan. Yeah. It's usually at least 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's just unwise. We had that. Yeah, I always see people doing that in floods, but then also there was a snowstorm. It was Snowmageddon, like 2010 or whenever it was. And there was someone in front of our house. It was a one-way road, insisting on driving through like 3 feet of snow. So they get stuck. Then another car tries to go down the same way. Neighborhood people just came out and wouldn't let them go down. So they started going one way up the wrong way, like going up the wrong way on a one-way street, and they blew their engine out. And so this little like 12-year-old boy got out to dig his mom's way out with his like fists.
Oh my God.
And just, why even try it? What is so important? I mean, if you're driving home from work, yes, you get home, but.
I'm probably going to McDonald's or something stupid.
Probably.
I mean, I love a Big Mac. Holy shit. Are you guys familiar with the Pennsylvania Turnpike?
Yes.
Have you been on it once or twice before?
Never heard of it.
Yeah. So it's this interstate that goes through Pennsylvania from Ohio to New Jersey. Great. Highly recommend. There's one rest stop, Breezewood, that's about sort of halfway through.
Yeah. And
they have this McDonald's there that last time I went, they made a Big Mac. I don't know if they were training someone, so they were properly placing all of the condiments on it. It was just perfectly made. Maybe they were filming a commercial, and that was their Big Mac that they were filming, and then they passed it on to me. It was the best gosh darn Big Mac. God, it was good. Anyway, if you ever have to stop.
It was the best gosh darn Big Mac. Like, you sound like an
awesome gosh, it was
right
so
now.
Good. Oh, shit.
I kind of feel all right. So here's our next question. This one was actually submitted by Liz. So I'm gonna.
What restaurant are you? Oh, you're the Outback. Okay, sorry. I'm just.
Yeah, yeah.
I was the Outback because I'm a little spicy. Remember, their ranch is really good. That's
you are a little spicy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. should you do it before the gym or you go out? Now, here's my thoughts on this. You're supposed to warm up, right? So that's like a workout for the gym, at least. Now the going out, maybe, and you know what, for the going out, maybe you get a little bit of a confidence in you boost, if you know what I mean? Cause you.
So let me just like clarify. So there is a rumor amongst athletes that I know that you shouldn't engage in coitus before specifically an athletic event, because you will lose your legs and you won't be able to perform as well.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I'm kind of, it brings me to an episode of Seinfeld where they were abstaining from enjoying themselves. And the men got smarter and the women got dumber, I think is how it worked. And so it had a different effect on men versus women. I'm wondering if there's something similar with like your athletic prowess, if women, it has no bearing on how they perform athletically, but with men, maybe there is something behind that.
Interesting.
But I've been rejected once or twice personally because it's gym day, you know? And nothing cuts deeper than that, I'll tell you what.
They've been chosen. Ben over you. That's weird.
I didn't say Ben, but it was Ben. Yeah, it was absolutely Ben. And he was choosing your boyfriend over his wife.
I do agree, though. I think there's probably an opposite effect for males and females.
Because I would say it certainly makes you more limber.
Yeah,
right? So you're for women, right?
Yeah.
But have either of you heard that before?
No, actually, I haven't.
I have.
Okay,
yeah.
So. You have, okay, so you've been rejected, you haven't. It's such a lame excuse.
I'm trying to just like think if there was ever a time right before the gym, to be honest. And I feel like.
Well, and I think he was told this. Now we've been together for like 16, 17 years, and we've done many athletic events, like whether it be like a half marathon or some sort of like tournament that we were involved in. So, you know, it's not just the gym, but I think he was told this starting in high school with his, like, his football coaches would always, I don't know how they would phrase it, especially in high school, but yeah, they were making sure that you were fresh.
Hmm. Interesting.
That your legs were as fit as could be.
Well, I've heard of, and this to me is really freaking weird. But guys using Viagra for athletic performance.
Hmm. Because it brings blood to your muscles?
Ah.
But I can't imagine. Can you imagine like doing hurdles with a raging boner, you know? Getting slapped in the stomach.
That's what I said. It's weird.
Your...
It's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Or for our purposes, like you're weightlifting, you're doing a deep squat. You're just pitching a tent as you're in that deep squat, you know?
That's weird.
That would be, as a female, as a straight woman, I wouldn't mind watching that.
Depending on who it is. Like
yeah,
some
yeah,
creepy
yeah.
guy. And it's going to be some creepy guy. It's going to
yeah,
be
yeah, who's making eye contact
creeps.
With you the whole time. Yeah, that's a good point.
You're going to like have to like wield a knife while you're in the gym.
Yeah.
Like be super threatening, just like, oh God, this guy's so freaking weird. You know, I got to show him that I'm going to kill him today.
Well, and it's probably that weird guy that came up with that thing of like, take a Viagra first. It's probably awesome. Wasn't it one of you? Someone at the gym told me conveniently right before I gave birth to my daughter that bodybuilders will pay good money for breast milk because it's lean protein or something.
That's
and it'll
weird.
Help them get shredded. I don't know. Someone told me that.
That's a true pervert.
I'm sure there probably is people out there that done that. I feel like I vaguely remember that conversation. I was there.
Yeah. Because I was like, cool, man, I could make some money. Like, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird. I mean, like, honestly, if you were strapped for cash, that's an easy way to make money. If you're
an easy way to do it. And it's not super, like, I mean, there's more degrading ways to make money.
Yeah.
Like selling
cheap and fast. Yeah. But like this way, I guess, I mean, I'd prefer to donate it or give it to someone whose baby
like
needs
a needy
it.
Baby. But
if you're going to pay me more money, man, that's supply and demand.
It's true. It's true.
Baby's got to get a job then if he really needs it.
People are crazy.
They're crazy. All right. Got two more. Strawberry milk.
Do you produce strawberry milk?
No, but I was thinking, do you guys watch Orange is the New Black?
I've watched the whole thing.
So in one episode, they discovered that they could sell dirty panties of the inmates. They called it felonious spunk. And I just thought it was so funny. And they were talking about like, what if you only ate strawberries for a week or something? And then you could have like a specific brand. And I'm sure there's perverts out there that are like, oh, well, this woman, anyway, I feel like I've gotten too deep and now I'm embarrassed. Because neither of you are saying anything, so.
I just don't know where you're going with it, and it's fine.
Yeah, that happens. It's standard.
Okay. All right. If you had to wear an outfit from high school for the rest of your life, what would it be? So basically, you had an outfit in high school that you loved, and you now have to wear it for the rest of your life. What would it be? I know mine if you guys want me to go first.
Yeah, please.
So in 11th grade, I had my favorite Hollister skirt, jean skirt, that I loved so much. I feel like I wore it all the time. That, and I would always wear it with my layered, like, Hollister tank tops. I'd always wear, like, the white one on top, but always put either pink or blue or green underneath it. And my white Air Forces. That was, like, my outfit.
Well, there you go.
That's what... Yeah, I was gonna say that we probably all would have something very similar, which is a denim skirt and a layered look on top, because we went to school around the same time. And I only had that cool of an outfit put together because it was like a suggested outfit from American Eagle, and I worked there in high school. So they were like, you know, you would get a discount if you bought this particular outfit.
Is that?
And so I felt cool and fashionable, but I didn't love it. Like if you had asked me in high school, I would have been like, oh, my warm ups for a volleyball team. You know, something that, like, is super comfortable.
You could wear that for the rest of your life.
But it would be pretty nerdy to, like, you know, especially when you're, like, 26 and you're not far enough out of high school and you're, like, still rocking your, like, your varsity jacket. You know, it's kind of like that. Like, live in the now, you know?
Yeah.
Is that how you and Ben felt for each other? You had American Eagle in common?
No, actually. Wouldn't that be funny? No, here's how we fell in love. It was a day in June 2005. My brother was dating Ben's sister at the time. They are now married.
Oh.
I was visiting my brother I was living in Maryland. I was coming up here visiting him, and we were going to go to Kennywood, our local amusement park, and he was bringing his girlfriend, his now wife, and I needed a riding partner because usually it's like two people on a car on a ride at a time. So they brought his brother, Lauren's brother, and they thought, oh, you're not going to like each other at all, which is real offensive because he is a joy. And I think that was directed at me. They thought he wasn't going to like me. So like, ouch. But then we were in line for the racer, which is there's a red car and there's a blue car and they race. And it's like fun because you're going at the same time. You're looking at them. And so I'm in line and I started recruiting people for the red team. And then like saying like, let's go red team, being really obnoxious, probably annoying a majority of people on the line. And Ben, you know, a lot of people joined in, but some people didn't. But Ben thought it was the greatest thing ever. So he joined in and we just were pro red team all the way.
Oh,
but we were both loud and rowdy, and that's how we fell in love.
Pro red team because he married you.
Yeah, exactly. Because Ben seems a little bit quiet, but he's very positive and uplifting. He likes to cheer for other people. So,
oh yeah,
yeah.
I can think. We're not going to say the name, but there's a certain individual that we like to talk about that's a little obnoxious, and Ben's always there to tell us to stop. So.
Oh really? Oh, that's nice. You were going to say he's going to cheer on your insults, and I was like, oh.
No. No. Ben's just a nice guy. Nice guy.
What a suck up that Ben. He is a good dude.
Yeah.
I'll keep him around.
It's like a year by year trial basis. You know, you got to reevaluate and you're like, he's fine for this year. He's doing well.
Exactly. The joke is that we don't actually like each other. It's just that our brother and his sister, my brother and his sister were so insistent that we not break up before their wedding, before X, Y, and Z. So we're just like, we'll show you. And it's just been, now we're too deep in it. So we have to keep it going.
This is great. You got the kid now.
Right. But, you know, we got her through IVF. So we didn't have to do anything that we didn't want to do romantically. You know what I mean?
So if you guys divorce,
I'm 100% kidding for anyone who might think I'm serious.
You guys divorce, you have to give it back to science.
And yeah, that was a callback to an earlier episode. So
so funny. All right, Catherine. This is the last. Oh wait, did you guys want to answer anything else about the high school outfit?
Oh, high school outfit. Actually, what comes to mind for me is, like, from ninth grade, I had this, like, wrap top. It was black and white, striped, and it, like, tied at the waist, and, like, jeans, you know.
Yeah. Wrap tops were very cute. That's a good choice. I don't feel like they were ever out of style.
Yes. Yeah, that's something, like, I mean, that's how Diane von Furstenberg makes all her money, is it, like, wraps.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Solid choice.
Those only look cute on some people. Like, if you have a bigger chest like I do, they do not look cute.
Well, it depends on how high the wrap goes.
Well, yeah, if you're wearing something underneath it.
Yeah.
Too.
Like, you could put, like, a tank top or one of those, what do they call them, like a dickie or something.
Yeah, wear a dickie with your wrap top.
I'll try that look next time.
They made those. They made dickies for ladies with the biggest, big chesticles, where it was like, if you had a V-neck, you could put a little lace piece over your cleavage.
A cami secret. That's what they call
it. Yes, that's what it was called. That was genius.
Yes.
That was a really good. I'm surprised they didn't
just
do
like it. It looks like a little lace cami, but you just kind of like clip it.
To your bra straps, I think, right? Yeah. Yeah, I am shocked that they didn't get money from me, because that truly, if anyone needed a cami secret or whatever it was called, it was me.
I'm going to get you Dickies for your birthday.
Lace Dickies, please. I'm a lady. I wear blue a lot, so.
Blue Dickie coming up.
That's a one blue Dickie for the ginger.
All right, here's the last question. If you were a professional wrestler, who would you?
Don't know that much about wrestlers.
Oh, come on.
But I will tell you, my maiden name is Wrestler.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. R-E-S-S-L-E-R. And my parents, my dad always joked that he wanted to name me Susan Maureen. But realized that he couldn't, because my name would then be Sumo Wrestler. So he never ended up naming me that, unfortunately. That was a missed opportunity.
So since your last name was Wrestler, did you wrestle people?
So funnily enough, I was talking about this today at my friend's house. I thought it would be so funny to be a wrestler who wrestles. Yes. My brother did. But, you know, my dad wasn't too pleased with the idea of his daughter wrestling fellas, you know. So he said no to me doing that. Plus, I had enough sports, but, yeah, I don't think it's super ladylike, I guess. They didn't really have a ladies wrestling team.
In certain circles.
What?
In certain circles. It's just
in certain circles, right, yeah. Yeah.
There's no celebrity wrestler that you'd want to be?
Well, there's The Miz from Rogue Rules or Real World, right?
I don't know that.
Okay. I know Hulk Hogan. Yeah. And Ben was Hulk Hogan for Halloween once, and I was Linda Hogan, because that was right when that reality TV show was out. Oh, and it was great. Ben was so into that costume. He had a bottle of Andre champagne or sparkling wine or whatever. It was like $5. And he would like take a big swig of it and be like, I'm crushing Andre. I guess that was another wrestler.
Andre the Giant. That's who mine is. Andre, I'm obsessed with Andre. Not because of his, because I'm not big into wrestling. He's just such an interesting person.
Yeah.
You need to look him up.
It's a good reason.
Yeah. He's like the most interesting person. He was like over 7 feet tall, and he had like, he kept growing, and he thought if he got the surgery to stop it, he would start shrinking.
Was he the guy that was in Princess Bride?
Yes.
Okay, got to open with that. Okay, everybody knows that.
Well, I didn't actually. She had to tell me about that.
That totally is him.
We talked about Andre the Giant on a previous episode, and I had no idea who he was. But now I know. You know what?
And here's a picture of Andre versus Hulk Hogan. So.
Yeah. Oh, let's show that there. Okay.
Here we are. I love the underwear they wear.
I know.
So fancy. That's
what I figured you would be obsessed with it.
Have you seen the Netflix show Glow about lady wrestlers?
No.
Oh, it's cute. It's a good comedy. I think it's based in a true story. I don't know how factual it is, but it's worth some of your time.
All right.
Ooh, The Undertaker. I just did a quick Google because I couldn't think of any. The Undertaker, I feel like I've heard some interesting stories about him, or he had a funny opening or something. I don't know.
Who was the one that wore like the mask? Kane. He was scary. Look him up. He's creepy looking.
Someone from upstairs texted me. So strange. My husband texted me and he said, it was one of the most legendary matches when Hulk Hogan picked up and slammed Andre the Giant.
Oh.
So he wanted you all to know.
Thank you.
Oh, he's still typing. We'll see. We'll see what he says. I've got the triple bubble.
Sounds like
he was 750 pounds. Holy shit, Andre the Giant was 750
he was
pounds.
Huge. Yeah. He would drink
amazing.
40 beers.
That's a big boy.
Ben's told me that story many times where like he would just drink cases of beer because he wouldn't get drunk.
Yeah, he was huge. I mean, he's such an interesting person.
That's amazing.
And they said he would like trap people into watching that movie because he was so, it was like the thing he was most proud of. And he was so weak because of like his whatever,
back.
His back or whatever. They had to do stunts or whatever so he could lift whatever her name was. And she was only like 110 pounds because he was so weak. And he was
so when they were climbing up that hill, it was the Cliffs of Moher, but that was the Cliffs of Insanity in the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had her strapped on.
Yeah.
What's her name? Sean Penn's wife, which is awful because I know her from before I knew Sean Penn. She's from Forrest Gump. Robin Wright Penn. I think she's just Robin Wright now. Yeah.
No idea.
And I think this is hysterical. So Gary Elwes, Carrie Elwes is the other character and the main guy in The Princess Bride. And Ben and I, for whatever reason, for the longest time, both individually, separately thought his name was Gary Ewells to the point where we would see a movie. And I think it was like a Christmas Story 3D. And we were at the movie theater and his name came up. We both looked at each other like, oh, Gary Ewells is in this one. Like we would see the name, ignore all the letters, and then both come up with a separate name for him. And it wasn't until like later we were talking about him to a third party and they were just like, do you mean Gary Elwes? We're like, no, that's really embarrassing for you. Or Carrie Elwes, but like, so embarrassing. Learn how to read, dude. And then, you know, we realized we were wrong, but.
That's funny.
Interesting. Well, that's all the questions I got. This was fun having you finally on our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be part of it.
Yeah, and for anyone who hasn't left us a review, please leave us a review or Liz will tell you the one time I trapped her at my house and said she couldn't leave until she left. Remember I told you couldn't leave until you left a review?
5 stars.
Well, I mean, that was yesterday. I just finally got home because I did my phone was out of battery, so it was months. You wouldn't give me a charger.
Yeah.
She kept her in the basement with nothing but
I think it was more of an issue of I'm technologically impaired, so you had to like show me how to do it.
Yeah. So we don't really lock people, or do we? I don't know.
You don't want to find out.
Exactly.
Just leave the review of this is the best podcast you ever done here.
Right. Yeah. How hard can you do that?
Is heard? I felt like that was like a fun Southern way to say heard.
Heard.
It's probably.
Like a fun. I don't know. Why not?
Yeah.
You guys don't know where I'm from. Don't judge. Heard is where is. Well, who could say it?
We make up words all the time. Like this podcast is so geef, so it's fine.
It is very geef.
Mm-hmm. Geef.
Yeah.
Geef.
Oh man.
I love that rhymes with some fun words.
Beef.
Quiche.
Tweet. Twyford?
Lesnar. Sure. Sure, it is, yeah.
Making up words.
What are you, Webster's Dictionary? Get out of here. You don't know. It's a word.
Oh, the Children's Webster Dictionary was one of my favorite books as a child.
That's weird.
I like it had pictures. It had pictures. I like to look at the pictures.
The dictionary had pictures?
Yeah, the kids' version. Look it up.
So, like, this is a picture of a book, of a book, and it is a book? Or this is a picture of a bird, and then the definition was underneath?
Yeah, kind of.
How did you look at it? Was it still in alphabetical order then?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, picture order?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to send it to you. You're going to get it for Gigi. She needs one.
Did you have access to the Babysitter's Club? Or, like, what
the Box was the deal? Boxcar Children was one of my favorite book series.
What about Bopsy Twins? I feel like most people don't know Bopsy Twins. Boxcar is, I feel like, similar age, popular in the same era.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, it's like Boxcar Children is like the 1950s or earlier, right? When it was originally written. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good series, man.
And yeah. It is a good one.
You guys know about Vanicula?
Vanicula! I haven't thought of that book in many a year. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm about to reread all those Goosebumps.
Blonde Nicole looks very, very concerned. Vanicula is about a bunny who is a vampire.
She was probably reading, like, War and Peace when she was in third grade. I was reading the dictionary.
The dictionary is just the funniest thing.
It just sounds like something like on Legally Blonde. My favorite book is the dictionary.
I feel like that's a punishment. Like, go read the dictionary because you said the word heard.
No, okay. Funniest thing, though, like, I was a weird child. I know we were trying to end the episode, but just a real quick thing. So there was my babysitter when I was younger, she had this pack of notebook paper that had just literally an insert of Aladdin on it. And I was like, oh, I really wish I could have that notebook paper. And she was like, why? And I was like, oh, yeah, because there's, like, this picture of Aladdin on it. So I assumed that every single page had Aladdin on this, like, notebook paper. It was just college roll basic notebook paper. So I, like, kept hinting about how I really just wanted this notebook paper. Then finally she's just like, whatever, take it. So I took it. It was just notebook paper. Aladdin.
Had someone drawn it on the first page or something?
No, the movie, it was probably around the time the movie came in theaters. Mm. And it was just, like, literally a sticker on the plastic advertising for the movie.
Oh.
And I
that's
was
a logical assumption, though.
Yeah, so I was convinced that it was Aladdin paper. So I just kept saying how much I needed it. So
I'm glad you got it, but I'm sorry it was a letdown.
Yeah,
so between loving the dictionary and college rule paper, that's who I was as an 8-year-old.
Right. You were a lot of fun. You're like, hold on, Mom, I just have to finish the L's. Hold on. Yeah. I can't come to dinner yet. And Levithan. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's not a word. I couldn't think of a complicated L word.
Leviathan. That's close.
I was thinking that, I think that was like Levinson from Jan Levinson.
Okay.
Cool.
Solid.
All right. Yeah.
I guess we should end the episode because people are probably like, these broads are crazy. All right, guys. Give us 5 stars. Thanks, Liz, for coming on. And we'll see you.
Thank you for having me.
Time.
Bye.
Bye.